Reaching children in the remote, dangerous border area will be difficult and risky. The World Health Organization says thousands of volunteers will go house to house to immunize millions of children against polio. A spokeswoman for WHO's polio eradication campaign, Shona Barry, says health workers aim to stamp out a flare-up of the crippling disease and prevent its spread. Despite the insecurity in the region, she says she is confident of success.
Given the difficult situation in Afghanistan, given the security issues along the border area, it's not very easy to access children. There are lots of nomadic populations. There's refugee movement. There are areas which are difficult to access geographically, but also because of security reasons. Given all that, they've made tremendous progress, and that's really been because of a strong political commitment on the part of those states.
The World Health Organization reported 5 new cases of polio in Afghanistan and 2 in Pakistan this year. Afghanistan and Pakistan are among 4 countries still considered polio endemic, along with Nigeria and India. Barry says even 1 case of polio in a country is a problem because the virus can circulate inside the country and it can travel across borders, spreading the disease to other nations as well. She recalls northern Nigeria suspended polio immunizations 2 years ago. She says the virus subsequently spread, reinfecting more than 20 previously polio-free countries.
Polio, unlike measles or smallpox, is not a visible disease. It can be silently carried by many, many people. So for every case that we see, most likely there are 200 people infected. But you or I may be infected with polio and not actually manifest any symptoms of it, but be passing it on. So when you look at those small numbers relatively, you have to consider that there's several hundred behind that, if not several thousand. And if you don't get vaccine to every single child, the virus can still circulate.
When WHO began its polio eradication campaign in 1988, there were 350,000 reported cases of the disease. This has gone down to 225 reported new cases this year, 169 of them in Nigeria. WHO has missed its goal of ridding the world of polio by the end of 2005, but it says it is optimistic this target will be reached by the end of 2007. It says it hopes this current immunization drive will stamp out the disease in Afghanistan and Pakistan. That would leave India and Nigeria as the only 2 countries where polio remains endemic. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.